I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, June 29th. Well, a man was shot in the buttocks early this morning in Quincy. Police say a homeless man was shot at the intersection of Pond Street and Southern Artery just after midnight. He was found behind the CVS on Southern Artery and taken to South Shore Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say the victim and his friend were extremely uncooperative with officers. Several shell casings were recovered on the sidewalk. A suspect vehicle may be a dark-colored Honda sedan. An investigation is underway. Well, now that school is out for summer, the free meals program is coming back beginning on July 6th. The Summer Eats program, offering free meals for kids and teens 18 and under, will be available at 5 locations in Quincy all summer long. Quincy Public Schools are participating in the USDA Summer Food Service Program, and no registration, no identification, or no proof of income is required. The free lunches will be available Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Parker Elementary School, the Lincoln Hancock School, the Ward 2 Community Center, Snug Harbor Elementary School, and the Montclair Elementary School. Meals must be eaten on site. Now, each site also offers nearby playgrounds or outdoor recreation areas. The daily menu will be available on the Quincy Public Schools website, and the program runs through August 21st. An off-duty Massachusetts state trooper is currently off the job after police say he was seen on video punching another off-duty trooper at a bar in Quincy. A spokesperson for the state police on Saturday said that they immediately removed the officer from the job after learning of it, quote, pending a formal duty status hearing. They say the conduct depicted is serious and inconsistent with the standards required of every member of the department, whether on duty or off duty. The trooper's names have not been released. There is no word on the extent of the injuries to the trooper who was hit. State police said the department's Office of Professional Integrity and Accountability is actively investigating the facts and circumstances of the incident, and that the department will take swift and appropriate action based on the findings. The Suffolk County DA's office said that both troopers were assigned to their office. Both have been removed from the unit. There is no further information available. One person was killed and a family of four hospitalized after state police say an 81-year-old wrong-way driver caused two crashes late Saturday night on the expressway in Boston. This happened just before midnight on 93 North, just before exit 15A. State police said Anton Carvalho from Somerset was driving a 2004 Cadillac Escalade. He got onto the expressway north at exit 15B and was driving southbound in the northbound lanes. Short time later, police say a Honda Odyssey and an Audi A4 tried to avoid Carvalho and crashed. All four family members from the Honda were taken to a Boston area hospital for evaluation. Moments later, police say Carvalho slammed head-on into a Chevy Cruze being driven by a Haverhill man in his 20s. That man was rushed to the hospital but did not survive. His name has not yet been released. Carvalho was also hospitalized. State police say he will be issued a summons to appear in court at a later date. Saturday's crash is the latest in a series of wrong-way incidents in the state. Massachusetts is working on a massive expansion of its wrong-way driving prevention system as it seeks to curb similar crashes. MassDOT said new cameras around Massachusetts will create detection zones to identify drivers going the wrong way up a ramp and trigger the prevention system. System is being implemented throughout this year and next. 11 people were injured, one seriously, after a duck boat overturned on a ramp near the Charles River on Saturday afternoon. Incident happened just after 3 p.m. on a boat ramp at 10 Museum Way near the Education Street side of the Charles River in Cambridge. Nobody ended up in the water as a result of the overturning, and all duck boat occupants are accounted for. According to state police, the boat had a technical issue and had to be towed. 31 people were on board at the time. According to Boston EMS, one of the occupants suffered serious injuries. The duck boat, named Molly Molasses, was christened in 1999. In 2016, a duck boat was filled with tourists when it hit a woman riding a scooter. The woman was killed and another person was injured. A settlement following that crash prevented the driver from working as a duck boat operator. 12 turtles that were rescued from Cape Cod beaches over the winter are back in the ocean after the first turtle release of the season at West Dennis Beach on the Cape. Staff from the New England Aquarium Sea Turtle Hospital at the Quincy Shipyard recently released the Kemp's Ridleys, loggerheads, and green sea turtles after they spent months undergoing treatment for hypothermia, malnutrition, and other ailments caused by their cold, stunning stranding. Turtles are fitted with satellite and acoustic tags to allow researchers to track their movements. This year, nearly 500 turtles were rescued from Cape Cod beaches over the winter. 29 are still receiving treatment at the Quincy Hospital. Check business news this morning, and stocks are down. The Dow lost 44 points. The NASDAQ dropped 60. The S&P fell 3. Asian markets are mixed today. The dollar rose, the euro was up, and oil at $73 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox complete a sweep of the Yankees with a 5-4 victory in 10 innings. They welcome the Washington Nationals to Fenway tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly sunny and warm with a high of 85. For tonight, some patchy fog, a low around 62. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and hot, the high of 92. And then extreme heat warnings begin on Wednesday, with highs Wednesday in the upper 90s. And on Thursday, the air temperature could be 101. Feels like temperature could be 110 degrees. For the boater, waves about a foot. Winds north at 5 become easterly later today, and a high tide right at noon. Sunrise 5:10, sets at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, June 29th.